Hello?
Hello. Hi, how you doing today, ma'am?
Okay.
Awesome. My name is Tony from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. If you don't mind me asking, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change?
Very concerned.
A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Neither agree nor disagree.
Okay. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
I would support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Neither support nor oppose.
Now, I'm going to read to you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. Please indicate whether you would support it or oppose the proposal. Improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support it or oppose this?
Support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Expanding quality health care, would you support or oppose this?
I would support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Increasing access to public transportation, would you support or oppose this?
I'd support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support or oppose this?
Support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. Strongly.
Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Would you support or oppose this?
I would support that.
Strongly or
somewhat? Somewhat.
Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Would you support or oppose this?
I would somewhat support that.
Protecting the infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose this?
Neither support nor oppose.
Okay. We're almost done, okay? I truly thank you for helping me out.
Okay.
Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change. Okay, just let me know if they are very somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not all convincing. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Which is very convincing, somewhat.
Very, very convincing.
Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Do you find it very convincing?
Very convincing, yes.
The communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worse by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Do you find
the middle one? The middle one.
Somewhat convincing or not too convincing?
Yes, somewhat convincing.
Okay. And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would have no impact on your opinion?
I would say the middle one on that one, too.
Diminish opinion?
Pardon me?
It would diminish?
Somewhat. Neither way.
Okay, no impact.
It wouldn't change. Yeah, no impact.
If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would have no impact?
Okay, it would enhance, yes.
Okay. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would have no impact on your opinion?
Yes.
It would enhance it?
Enhance, yes.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if these costs are passed on to the consumers.
I would somewhat support that.
Somewhat, okay.
Yeah.
In the 2024 election, if it were held today, for whom would you vote for president? If the candidates were Joe Biden, Democratic, Donald Trump, Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as an independent?
Biden. Yeah.
The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Now, into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Which party are you registered to vote with? Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democratic.
What is your race?
White.
Thank you very much. Thank you for helping me complete this survey. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
You too.
Happy holidays.
You too.
Thank you. La gran puta, me.